In the Letterkenny Chamber, we pride ourselves on being not just the voice for business in Letterkenny, but also for Donegal and, in fact, the whole of the North West. This visit to the Dáil has given us the opportunity to speak to the Donegal public representatives about the key issues that are facing all of our members and, in fact, all of the businesses across Donegal. Issues such as housing, infrastructure, skills, hospitality, even down to just retaining talent. We had some very positive feedback from the representatives with regard to some funding that is coming down the road, but also their support of the issues that we're facing and the need for a special look to be given to Donegal with regard to those particular issues. If you take something like housing, you know, we have so many things that are impacting housing in Donegal, even more than in other counties. I mean, first of all, you have the national housing crisis, which obviously Donegal is impacted by, but then you have the Mikey issue. But then we also have the lack of long-term rentals with a lot of short-term rentals, particularly at this time of year. And we've had many of our members coming to us saying that they've offered jobs to people from outside the county or people who are wanting to return home to Donegal who are living abroad and in other places. And they've been unable to fill those positions because the people haven't been able to find housing. And those are issues, I think, that are really significant in Donegal because of the fact that it's nearly a perfect storm of events with the three things that I outlined earlier.
In terms of infrastructure and transport infrastructure in particular, the big discussion for years now has been the Bonnaghy Link, that second bridge over the Swilly. Did that come out under did that come up for discussion today?
Yes, it did, of course. That's always something that comes up and something that we bring up all the time. These are known under the heading for funding that they're looking for as the 10T section. And the 10T is moving forward. And we were very happy to hear that it's moving on to the next stage in what is obviously a very long process to go through. But it has moved through to the next stage on it. And we're very hopeful that by the end of the year, early into the new year, we might actually be able to see some more solid plans as to the direction in which that is going to go, or with the help, you know, hopefully even get some dates as to when there'll be a planning process set in place. We also talked to them about the A5 and the hold up step in there, the possibility of looking at rail. It's not an immediate fix, but it is something that I think we need to, you know, put a lot of planning in for the next 5 to 10 years to see if it's something that we can get sorted. And then finally, even looking at air, you know, the fine service that Donegal Airport gives to the county of Donegal, but it can be difficult for the people of Letterkenny to avail of. And there was a lot of conversation about that as well.